This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The pilot who died yesterday fighting the Gold Mountain Fire was honored this morning in western Colorado. Hundreds of people lined the highway in Montrose to watch a procession of emergency vehicles escorting the body. Linda Pensakowski paid tribute while holding two American flags.
It's very important to me. They're doing such a wonderful job. You know, we've lost four of them here in Colorado. And it just means so much to me that we're honoring him today.
The procession traveled to Grand Junction. The pilot's name has not been released. So far during this wildfire season in Colorado, more than 200,000 acres has burned. Colorado is fighting back against plans to cut school-based mental health grants at the end of the month. The state attorney general filed a lawsuit Friday. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
Attorney General Phil Weiser joins a coalition of 14 other states suing the Trump administration for unlawfully terminating congressionally approved grants. If cut, the state predicts it would cost Colorado schools and universities nearly $10 million in funding. Weiser says these programs have been critical for the well-being and academic success of students. Ava Keon, CPR News.
Front Range Passenger Rail has its branding. COCO, the Colorado Connector, will feature swaths of blue and orange, reminiscent of the Broncos. There's also a cartoon fox with the idea of outfoxing I-25 traffic. General Manager Sal Pace says rides on COCO are 3 years away.
From Denver through Boulder and Broomfield and communities in between all the way up to Fort Collins, that's by 2029.
If the project can secure more taxpayer funding, service will expand south, connecting Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and even Trinidad. This is CPR News.